guy ties and dead and wounded until, under cover of darkness, the other guy. Another arrived with one foot blown completely off and the other hanging by a strip of skin. Late Tuesday afternoon, I went into the fight aboard a Marine medevac helicopter from the 163rd Squadron at Quang Tri. When we launched, we did not know what we were getting into, whether the landing zone would be hot or cold in the jargon here.
Cover stories. We exposed ourselves to foreign words, Saigon and napalm, when we viewed hell deep in kitchen smells. Grace, we fed, between the counting of the dead, the breaking of bread. Each magazine, each reel, loaded with the ordeal, night upon endless night, the same mechanical strip, the dead rattled off clip by clip. Each in death focuses aim, brilliant as a monk inside a flame, the award-winning shot, a traitor's frozen face upon a frozen frame, a click, a shot, a flash, a flick, the execution of visual art, the things we were forced to watch, coming home to be captured in a box, at six eyes eager to dig in, became fixed upon a bloody string, severed ears proudly fastened to a loop. Why didn't we pull the plug then when we could scarcely swallow soup? When at last the curtain fell upon the dark Winax and Hall, they who had no word for freedom won. Our war had to come home. How could we who had grown to eat with dead ears ever be sure? Which families had died more quietly, ours or the ones we left covered in a ditch?
Only some 10% of battle-inflicted injuries were gunshot wounds. Now doctors treating casualties find a far higher percentage, as much more fighting is done in close quarters and against entrenched positions, employing heavy small-arm firepower. The gunshot wound is said to be far more troublesome and more often lethal than the wound caused by shrapnel. The latter tears things up more, being rough and jagged, and often larger than the bullet. But the bullet usually goes all the way through, transecting a larger number of vital areas, and because of its high velocity, destroying tissue out of all proportion to its size. Friday morning.